This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I know you're a fan of like rom-coms and like the cute chick flicks, so I have one for you, but I have a little bit of an issue with it. It's called The Summer I Turned Pretty. Have you heard about it?
I've heard about it. Everyone's talking about it. I've never watched it.
It's a great show, but spoiler alert, the main character goes through this like internal struggle of which brother she wants to be with. And over the course of, I think it's in the third season now, she's dated both brothers. And as I watch this, first of all, totally team Conrad, but I'm like, how do you date brothers? Like, does this actually happen? Or was this like just something that was like, oh, it'll make for like a cute conflict for our main character? Because I would think that's kind of awkward to date brothers or anybody from the same family.
I would think so, too, because if you are dating, you know, it's a family that has two brothers. You date one of them. Oh, it doesn't work out. Your next option is the other brother. You're
yeah.
still within that family.
I'm back for Thanksgiving again. Just have a new boyfriend. Pass the mashed potatoes.
Watch out, Dad. You're next. No, certainly not. I don't know. Me, personally, if I was dating somebody in a family, I don't know if I could then just let the dominoes fall, move on to the next sister.
Like, yeah, you didn't work out.
No.
You got a cousin, an aunt?
No, couldn't
do it.
Let
me see that family tree.
Hey, Grandma.
But we posted this over the weekend on Facebook, and lots of people weighed in about dating someone from the same family. So let's put it to the test here in the IE. Will anybody call and admit it?
When you first brought this up to me, I thought you were talking about dating people within your own family.
No.
I was like, hell, this is gross.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that.
This is California, not Alabama. 888-431-FROG. Could you imagine trying to find a date at your date's family reunion? Well, it doesn't work out with you.
You got to select other people to choose. Yeah. I can't believe this. I can't believe how much this is blowing up. People saying that they've dated people from the same family. How can you do that?
I don't know. I've been watching The Summer I Turned Pretty, and if you watch the show, you know Bella or Belly goes between brothers, which I'm watching, and I'm like, that doesn't really happen in real life, does it? Apparently it does.
The K-Frog Facebook page. There's a ton of it going on.
Christine weighed in and said, yes, I have dated brothers. In fact, they were identical twin brothers. It was not at the same time, though, years apart.
So when I hear that, I think, okay, you like the way that I guess they look, but it comes down to personality-wise. That's the only thing that separates them, right? Because they're identical.
Right?
They look the same.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to choose which one you get along with better.
And then somebody did reply and said, well, which one was better? And Christine did not reply back.
She's still sleeping. Heather also chimed in on our Facebook page and said, my cousin had a girlfriend in high school. They went to prom and all that. Later, they broke up and he married her mom.
What?
How?
Oh, okay. That's next level. I was trying to think about it. You and I were just talking off air, and I was like, have I ever? And I think I had, like, hooked up with a guy, and then later, you know, down the road when I was dating, dated someone else and found out that they were related, but I didn't know and was definitely not their dad.
That is, like, what? Next level. I don't know how you do that.
Okay, here's one. Bridget weighed in on Facebook, said, my brother-in-law not only dated sisters, but married them.
Married both of them?
It says them, I would assume.
At the same time?
Both. This is in Utah. Again, we're in California, Anthony. Okay, have you ever dated someone from the same family? Brothers, cousins, identical twins. We want to hear from you. Because right now it seems people are a little shy. Just weighing in on Facebook and text messages. Anybody brave enough to call us?
We won't say your name. It's okay. Let us know.
I mean, if you don't want us to.
You might.
888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Watch your girl at Thanksgiving. That's all I'm saying. Because we're finding out this morning that people like to date people from the same family. I thought this was just in the TV show, The Summer I Turned Pretty, where the main character is trying to go between two brothers and decide who she likes, and she dates both of them. And I got to thinking, that doesn't happen in real life. Wrong!
Sure enough, it does. With a lot of people.
760 Texton says, my younger sister actually married my older sister's ex-boyfriend.
I don't get it. I don't. How? It's the same family.
I know. Maybe that's what makes it easy. Mom and dad already love me. Brother didn't work out. Let's go to the next one. Spencer and Menifee, have you ever dated someone from the same family?
No, I have not, but my wife has.
Oh, who did your wife date?
The brother and the cousin.
Are you related to them by any chance?
No. She said it was very awkward.
Who did she date first, the brother or the cousin?
I believe it was the cousin, and then it was the brother.
So when she started showing up again after the first breakup, I mean, was there like just weird vibes with the whole family?
I don't know. I don't ask because it was a messy relationship, so I don't ask.
It all worked out for you, right?
Yep, exactly.
Mark, have you ever dated someone in the same family?
Three cousins in high school.
What? Okay. That's a little excessive.
Well, I don't know. It just happened, and that was it. And then I left to the military, and I never really saw them again.
Mark, how big was this high school? Did you have options?
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of options, but I don't know what happened. So it was one cousin within, like, 2 or 3 months, then another cousin within 2 or 3 months, and then another cousin in 2 or 3 months, and that was it.
Was this kind of like a game to you? You wanted to make sure that you knocked out, like, the entire family?
No. It was nothing like that. I never thought about anything like that, but it just happened.
All right, three cousins in one semester. Way to go, Mark.
Hey, I got an A in class.
In what class, Mark?
As long as the grades are good, I guess you can date everyone in the whole family.
Tammy weighed in and says, I dated a guy for a few years right out of high school. We were young and dumb. It didn't work out. When that relationship ended, his cousin and I remained friends. Eventually, one thing led to another, and now we have been married for 14 years.
Okay, I guess I can understand if it was like brother to cousin, because in my mind, like brother to brother is just so weird. That's like, I don't know, what's that, like the same blood or same bloodline? There's something different than cousins. Brother to cousin, okay, that's fine. Brother to brother or sister to sister, though.
Okay, Tarzan, the branches need to be a little bit further on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.